just to echo what Mr. Krenz was saying there just a few minutes ago, we did see our first couple drivers come in late Friday that tested positive. We worked in relations with the district over the weekend. They were kind enough to come over on Monday with several test kits. We had a lot more of our drivers in that were tested in AIDS. And then on Monday, we saw those results coming back in a little bit later Tuesday, and then throughout the day on Wednesday. Unfortunately, not everything comes back at the same time. So we would see this go out throughout the day, maybe get a couple results on Tuesday, a few on Wednesday, a couple hours to go by, you get a couple more. So it's kind of a long process, unfortunately, but that's the way that this is. We stayed in very close conversation with some public schools throughout Wednesday. With the numbers that we were seeing, it looked positive that we would be able to have drivers from other locations be able to come down to Austin to continue driving. As Wednesday went along, the numbers kind of kept coming in against our favor, you could say. And then as Mr. Krenz had said, later Wednesday afternoon, a call did come from MDH with a pretty high number that in conversations with ourselves and then having a conversation with Austin Public Schools was a number that unfortunately was, we just probably don't have the resources in that short amount of time to be able to come in and continue the transportation.